Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Schell. Last episode, we discussed how routine and structure can help our children feel secure and loved. As important as structure is for kids, spontaneity is always awesome. We'll look at some ways to incorporate bursts of spontaneous fun in order for your kids to feel extra special. Let's get to it. The actor Ryan Hansen is credited with saying, "Being spontaneous at times is a must. Being spontaneous all the time is a crazy person." As we talked about last time, routines help create a calm and confidence as we know what to expect and have a plan. To fly by the seat of our pants always will leave everyone feeling a bit unsure. However, to only follow a routine removes opportunities for unexpected experiences and fun. There must be a balance. Some spontaneous things we do with our children are really small, but our kids are thrilled every time. For instance, sometimes Andy picks up slushies from the gas station on his way home from work. This does not happen all the time, but periodically he'll walk in the door with these treats and the kids always feel so loved and jump up and down with glee. Other times we'll tell the kids to get in the car and tell them we have some errands to run. In reality, the only errand is grabbing snow cones or Chick-fil-A. The other day, just as school had ended, I looked at the kids and said, "Go outside now." They started to sputter and I said, "Trust me, go." Here in Florida, we get lots of afternoon showers this time of year. Often many of them have thunder and lightning associated with it, but sometimes it's just hard, warm, glorious rain resulting in loads of splashing and puddle jumping. My kids hustled to the door and as they opened it, they yelled, "Rain!" and proceeded to run, jump, and giggle for the few minutes until it cleared. Spontaneity often creates fun memories that have a far deeper impact than we can grasp in the moment. It's easy as parents to say no out of habit, but when we periodically say yes to their impulsivity, we are conveying we love them and love having fun with them. Next time your child starts blowing bubbles in her milk or wants to dip his broccoli in ketchup, surely my son isn't the only one who does this gross thing, let them. One day on your way home from school, take a detour to a playground instead of heading straight home. Take your tween shopping for an outfit just because every now and then, and don't critique their choice unless absolutely essential. Perhaps your teenage driver is responsible for paying for their own gas. Why not spontaneously fill up their gas tank tomorrow and leave a note on the dash reminding them that you love them? Fun fact, this would also be a great way to love your spouse well too. As parents, we have a responsibility to provide routines and to equip our children to be responsible, well-behaved humans who contribute to society. However, we also have a responsibility to teach our children that spontaneity and fun are just as important. When we model spontaneity and fun safe ways, we are equipping our children with a valuable lesson. We're helping them see that there is balance, between responsibilities and recreation. Yes, homework must get done, but allowing them to hang out with friends on a school night once in a while may also be important to their mental health. Yes, eating the dinner prepared is important, but sometimes ice cream before dinner is just fun. Little kiddos, teens, and face it, sometimes even us, are impulsive. Impulsivity is not inherently dangerous, but it can be. When we combine the structure discussed last week with spontaneity, we are helping shape the impulses of our kids into safe, balanced fun that will ensure our kiddos are a joy to be around as well as responsible. It's all about balance. How can you be spontaneous this week? Be listening for a question from your kid that you can say yes instead of where you would say no normally. Look for ways to love your children that are outside of your normal behavior or routine. Maybe it's staying up a little later one night, having popcorn for dinner, or splashing in puddles. Have fun and be purposefully spontaneous this week. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelschelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to this podcast. Also, share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelschelb.com. Thank Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.